News Corporation's launched a new service which it says will help people get better deals with banks. The website promises discounts on credit cards, loans, insurance and superannuation. But it'll also generate lucrative commissions for News Corp and its partners in the project. Consumer groups are warning users to read the fine print. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
Money Saver HQ is a joint venture between News Corporation Australia and Pinstripe Media, a company operated by Breakfast TV personality David Koch. Aside from the website, the Monday My Money liftout in News Corp tabloids around the country has been rebranded Money Saver HQ. David Koch used his program to launch the service yesterday.
Money Saver HQ is a free website featuring uncomplicated information from the experts you can access. Tips on everything from slashing your bills to getting a better deal at the bank.
Getting a better deal from the bank is the first mission for the service. It's hoping to sign up thousands of people to collectively bargain for a low-interest credit card with an Australian bank. It's teamed up with the price comparison website Mozo for the project. John Rolfe is the cost of living editor at News Corp and is running the campaign. He says the project comes after a similar campaign for health insurance last year, as well as the One Big Switch project, which aimed to find a cheaper power contract for thousands of Australians.
Wasn't the case that all of those people took up the offer. Only a fraction of them did. Twice as many more, in fact, decided to use that to negotiate a better deal for themselves with their existing supplier or another supplier. So One Big Switch, who was our partner in those campaigns, it didn't make any money from those people.
The credit card campaign is running for 2 weeks, and so far 1,200 people have signed up.
We expect to earn a commission out of it. We're not making any bones about that. We have to pay our way. We have to find a way to pay for journalism that makes a difference, and that's what I'm aiming to do through Money Saver HQ. So I don't think it's that we're ruling it out. It's just part of the discussion that our campaign partner would have. It's not something that I'm involved in day-to-day. My job is to really raise awareness of the problem and provide information on the solutions, but we will earn a commission. That's going to happen.
But so does that mean that you'll only go to a provider that's going to pay a commission to News Corporation?
I don't think we're seeking to exclude anyone from this process. We're happy to talk to anyone, and I know that that Mozo has been approached by interested parties since we kicked this off on Monday. So we're certainly not closing the door on anyone, but we will need to make money in order to make this sustainable.
But it sounds like you are closing the door. If you need to make money to make it sustainable, then whichever provider agrees to the deal will have to agree to pay a commission to News Corporation and its partners, won't it?
But the size of that commission is not going to dictate the offer that we put forward to our readers.
Oh, but the size doesn't matter. I mean, the question is whether if there's a commission or not, will that determine whether or not a deal gets done with the provider?
Oh, look, as we've said, we expect to earn a commission. It's as simple as that.
But don't you think it's misleading to be telling the users and the readers on the one hand that you're looking for the best deal when the reality is that you're looking for the best deal that will earn a commission for News Corporation and its partners?
No, I don't think it's misleading because we've said it in our stories and we've said it on the website. We've said that we expect to earn a commission. We've been very upfront about that.
Gerard Brody from the Consumer Action Law Centre says there are risks when price comparison websites don't disclose commissions.
That is not helping a consumer look at the entire marketplace and see if they're getting the best deal. Some of these intermediaries, such as the One Big Switch, say that they're sort of price makers and it's the strength in numbers that can get a good price. And there is something in that. But whichever model that's being chosen, it's important that they are transparent, they're clear, that consumers can know what they're getting themselves involved in, and that they're able to make complaints and that have that followed up if that happens.
Gerard Brody from the Consumer Action Law Centre, ending that report from Pat McGrath.